Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh,
nobody.
right, y'all. Welcome to a brand new community program. We all about the community. And I am your host, Mr. Donnie B, world famous gospel DJ Donnie B. And I definitely want to thank everybody for checking us out globally. Shout out to all the Christian people out there and our community people. And I'm just excited about what God is doing in these last days, man. We just started, I don't know if I told you guys, well, I know I ain't told you guys about this today. Tonight, my first night back on Blog Talk Radio. I just became the new activity director for Spring Hill and Spring Glen. And let me tell you, God is working on this community. And I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us. And we're going to go live to the phone lines right now because we got my wonderful, wonderful friend with us live tonight. We got Miss Donna in the building. Good evening, Donna.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, I am blessed. What about you?
Amen. Amen. God is just so awesome. He is doing great and mighty things. He is great and greatly to be praised. This is wonderful.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I just want to thank you for coming on the show tonight, and we're gonna get into details of talking about some of the big things that we're doing in Spring Hill Apartments. And I'm gonna let you be the first one to do it to talk about it, because I'm excited, and I don't even know how to act. I'm so excited about it, and it's crazy because there's so much going on from. What all did we just start? I mean, they don't mess up and gave me a position of activity director, and I am definitely taking advantage of it. Am I?
And you're doing a great job, Donnie. I mean, you have been a whole lot has been put on your shoulder, and you're carrying it very well. I mean, from the after school program with the children, they just love you. And we just recently started our own Bible study, and that has been great. The Spirit of God has just been moving. I'm just truly, truly excited.
Well, that's what motivated me. That's what motivated me, Don, to want to go ahead on and get the community talk show back, because I feel that there's so much going on. I'm scheduled to do a radio interview tomorrow on Heaven 97 Radio. To talk about this can drive. Yeah, this is big. Let's kind of talk about the can drive, because it for those who are listening to us, it was not my idea. This was really Donna's idea, and I just helped her to make this vision come true. Let's talk about how did we actually get that started.
Well, all I did was plant the seed. I mean, I have been wanting to. Always, God has given me a compassionate heart towards people who are less fortunate. And I am one who has been blessed. I don't know, as a matter of fact, I know nobody knows my testimony because I really don't share it. I am a Katrina survivor. And I just want to show my appreciation to the city of Fort Worth for everything that the city has done for me. I mean, I am truly blessed. It wasn't my idea to even come to Fort Worth. I mean, God just put me on a bus and he led me right here. And for me, there is no looking back. So I'm here, and this is where I choose to stay. But in the meantime, I want to be a blessing to others who may or may not have, you know. And I am a strong believer in community. I am a strong believer in covenant. You know, if I have something that you don't have, then I feel to believe that I am obligated to share it with you. And I feel to believe that everybody should feel that way. If we all gave the little bit that we have, then those who are less fortunate will be able to come and participate in the blessing. And not only will they be blessed because of receiving, we'd be blessed because of the fact that we've given and we've encouraged. I mean, there are so many people out here who, let's be honest, we cannot really trust the government anymore because it doesn't work. So we have to be about our Father's business, and we have to, whether we want to or not, be our brother's keeper.
Right. And you know what? You know what? That's what it's all about. You make a really, really good point. And I want people to know this is what it's all about. It's all about the community. And you make a good point. We have, as a community, have to stop. And I'm going to keep it real. Have to stop depending on other people and start depending on ourselves. The purpose of this. That's right, because the. Yeah, you're right, and that's what me and Donna is doing. Me and Donna took it on ourselves to get this food pantry started, so our community can be able to use this food pantry to be able to get food when we need. And the good part that I like about this program is you're anonymous. Okay, nobody's gonna know if you need food or not. Okay, that's what I like about this program, because if I go into the church, I'm going to be standing in a long line waiting just to get some food. And everybody and their mama going to see me getting their food.
Exactly.
Well, with this program, I made a sacrifice to make sure that when a resident needs food, People are not going to know. Now, I'm going to be real with y'all, with some of the residents, because we do got some residents that's listening. Just because we got this food pantry don't mean that you're going to take advantage of it. I don't want 50 million people thinking they're going to come in here and get food. It don't work like that. Okay? This is based because if we do that, then we'll run out of food fast. The purpose of this program is to make sure we're able to keep food here so when residents are in need of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for emergency, not for just anybody to think they can get food just to fill up their canned goods. That's not what this is all about. This is all about the community, and this is about us as a community. And the community, as far as the residents go, this is an opportunity for the resident to be able to give back among and help in their own self. That's the purpose of it.
Exactly.
So, what are your thoughts on that? And when you went in there, I'm going to be real with you. Donna, you went in there tonight after you got off of work tonight. What was going on in your mind when you seen it? Seen your vision? Because this is your vision.
Donna, you know what happened.
Because I see how big them eyes got.
This is a dream come true for me. You know, I cried like a baby in there because I did not believe that it was going to come to pass. And I mean, God, He's an awesome God. His time is always perfect and He moves quickly. I was not expecting this to come to pass so soon. Even for that matter, even the Bible study. I mean, it happened just like that, in a blink of an eye.
Well, you know what? That's what I want the people, the community to know about me, is that when you tell me something and I put my heart into it, it ain't going to happen 6 weeks, 9 weeks. It's going to happen quick. So when a person comes to me and I think it's a good thing, and I want the manager to approve it, guess what? I'm running with it. Like, I ran with it today. She approved it this morning, and I ran with it today.
There it is.
And there go your fruits when you came in there and you seen that.
I was bored. I'm still speechless.
Donna, I got a lot of work ahead of me, because the purpose of me doing what I'm doing now is so when I get ready, when I decide to run for mayor or some kind of city council, I have some proof of my work and how fast I work.
Amen. Speak it.
So, yes, and everything that's happening so fast. I've been talking to a lot of people today. To be honest with you, Donna, this has been a busy, busy day for me all day, and I got another busy day tomorrow. Working with the kids in the community, we're getting a diabetic program together. Miss Emma gonna be calling in tonight. I'll be calling her in a second. So she can call into the program. And like I say, Donna, it's been a busy day for me today. We just really been getting a lot of different stuff. You know, I don't have a life. My life is dedicating myself to the community.
Uh-huh.
You know, they always say, if you don't fall for something, you'll fall for anything.
Okay.
Go ahead, Donna. Go ahead.
And we were talking the other night about our calling, and I want to tell you, this is your calling. You know, people chase their passion, but this is your calling. This is something that I believe you were born to do, because you do it, number one, you do it so willingly, and you do it effortlessly. That's how you know that you were born to do it, because you don't put in a whole lot of effort with it. You don't struggle with it. You just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. And I just thank you.
Well, you know, this is supposed to be an over, because not only are we going, you know, this is your vision, and we're not through, because the next thing we're going to do, after May the 1st, the food bank will be open to only the residents of Spring Hill and Spring Glen. Now, we also going to be, as we get closer to the summertime, we got a lot of plans, Donna. We want to do a back to school rally for the kids, to be able to get backpacks for our kids. Yes, we're not playing. We're going to do, throughout the year, we're going to do mini toy drive to get toys for our kids over here that are in need. We're going to, I want to do our own. You heard of the Angel Tree, have you?
Uh-huh.
What about the Spring Hill Angel Tree?
Why not?
Instead of you going out to buy that toy for somebody else, do it right here in your own community. And that's what it's all about. I want everybody else to know that's what it's all about. It's all about the community. It's all about doing it in your community. You can't help nobody else in their community if you can't help your own community. It's like a household. I can't go out and help anybody else if I can't help my own household.
Now, what is the saying? Charity begins at home.
Thank you. And that's what it's all about. So,
charity is nothing but love. That's what charity is.
That's right.
Is love.
That's right. And there's so many stuff that he gave his only begotten son. And let me ask you this. You had a great time last night in Bible study. I've been getting people coming to me all day today saying, man, they say your mother is so good. Let's talk about last night Bible study for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I enjoyed it. Your mama was great.
You was good too. Donna, you was good too, because if y'all haven't heard Sister lead a praise and worship, y'all got to come over here on Tuesday night, Spring Hill in Fort Worth, Texas. I talked to, speaking of, I got to go back on the Kangas, because one of the ministers, not only the twins is going to be giving Kangas, but one of the ministers out of Dallas is also going to be donating some Kangas for us. So, we got the minister and the community involved in what we're doing in this community. To be honest with you, that's what it's all about. Donna, don't go nowhere, because I want you to stay online, and I just want you to hang out with me for a while tonight. because I'm just excited what God is doing. I am so excited about this. It's got to be the most wonderful thing in the world on what God is doing. We're going to take a quick identification break. We'll be right back. You're tuning in to the All New Community Talk with Donnie B. Donna, live with us right now. We'll be right back.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet. This is Duke Nukem. This radio station takes requests. I don't.
Internet radio advertising.
Oh,
it's that word. Well, we like to think of it as a good marriage. Why don't you promote your product to an audience that will appreciate it? In fact, how easy would it be to just send off a quick email to this very radio station to ask about how little it may cost for radio advertising? Also, hit them up on their Facebook and Twitter accounts.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome back to the Y'all New Community Talk with Mr. Donnie B. Donna, what you think about this new talk radio show?
So far, so good. I'm on board.
Yes, and you know what, Donna? We're going to be talking to a lot of different community leaders. I've been talking to people all day, and I'm just excited, like I say, what God is doing in these last days. Again, if you're just not tuning in to us, we're talking to Miss Donna, whose vision came to pass. She asked me last week, and she wasn't expecting me to move this fast. She asked me last week, she said, "Donna, I got an idea." I said, "What's that?" She said, "Well, you know, have you thought about doing canned goods?" And I was like, "Canned goods? What's that? What are you talking about?" And she said, "A canned ground." I'm like, "Canned ground?" So you know, I thought about it. I had to think about it over weeks and stuff. And I'm like you, Donna. I used to have to use them food. I used to have to go. I can see myself going from church to church asking for help.
Yep.
I remember times I was going from place to place, different churches asking for food because I was struggling. It was many a nights before I got this job that I would be sitting back crying, upset, because I wanted to make sure that my child had enough food. I know what it takes. I know how it is when you only have a few canned goods and you're going hungry.
Okay.
And so... To me, I know how it feels. And I think as a community, we have to stop depending on other people and start depending on ourselves. And that's the purpose of the can drive, is for us to be able to have this canned good and be able to go out there and when a resident, when you food, I don't want everybody to know my business. Okay, yeah, I'm struggling. I'm starving. But I don't want to go and tell my friend Donna that I'm starving. So what I'm going to do, I may go to the church and get some food and come back. But this is what I like about what we're doing. This is not for everybody. This is a confidential thing for the residents. Because some people don't want everybody to know that they're going to the food bank to get food. So
be able to maintain their dignity.
Right, and still be proud of themselves. Walk around and be proud. Have pride.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to go and get that food and don't tell nobody. Nah, and we ain't gonna ask you your identification, no information. We don't want to know. No personal information from you. We're not going to be like the next person that go and ask you for all this information. You come in and say, "Hey, Mr. Donnie, Mr. Dollar, I need some food." All right. But the, like, what's her name? I ain't going to say no name, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
saying that she went to one of the neighbor house asking for soup. And the woman told her, I got to charge you because I paid money for my soup, canned soups. She was sick.
No.
And the person wouldn't even give her no soup.
Mm-mm.
See,
no.
It's days like that that you could be able to come to the food bank and be able to say, hey, I need this. If we got it, we're going to give it to you.
It is.
And that's what it's all about, y'all. I believe if every apartment complex, now I'm gonna break the change with something. I know how to break the change. Now you ready for what I'm gonna tell you?
What's going on? What's up?
If every apartment every apartment complex out there in the city across this country to do the same thing we doing. If we had every apartment complex like that, this will stop the hunger in our community.
Thank you. And we all have the power within us to make a difference, not only in Spring Hill and Springland, and not only in Fort Worth. The power within us to make this snowball into a worldwide thing. We can stamp out hunger right now.
Yes, we can. By one thing, if every community will get together, if every apartment complex in the city will start doing a food pantry, we as a people wouldn't even have to really depend on the church to do it, because we'll have it right here in our own small mini community. And we wouldn't have to worry about asking for information about we need this. We need that. You need my information, because it wouldn't be no need for it. Why? Because the community has it, and it will be private. See, you go to a church or you go to a community center, everybody and their mama gonna know your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all coming out getting food. I know so-and-so go, child, what is so-and-so doing here? Ooh, child. Ooh, I seen so-and-so up there at the church getting some food. And you know why? It's because everybody see it. But here, on this program, what I'm very proud of for this community of Spring Hill Apartments, I'm about to put Spring Hill out there, is that this is going to be a wonderful thing for our community. And I challenge every apartment complex across the country, if you want to stop the hunger problem, if you want to stop homeless, well, I ain't going to say homeless problem, but if you want to stop hungry problem, all you got to do is get the apartment complex, get with your community, and start a food pantry in your local community. And I promise that is going to stop the hunger problem, because people don't have to worry about no food, because I know I'd be able to go right to my apartment complex and get food. This is something new. This is something that must happen in our community.
Can I add something to that too?
Go ahead, Donna.
You know, 99 times out of 100, the very people who may not have food to eat probably don't even have transportation to go to the food bank to get the food to eat.
That's right.
Different, you know what I'm saying? So this is.
I never even thought about that. Donna, I never even thought about that. That's something new right there, because I never thought about that. You are so right. How many people have transportation to go up there and get that food?
Okay.
And that's something that we need to be looking at as a community. And, Donna, I thank you for the idea, because when a person asks me, man, I'm proud of what you came up with, the first thing I tell them, it wasn't my idea. It was Donna's idea. Donna's the one that came up with it. I just helped her to make it happen. I just helped her with the vision. So this is what it's all about. It's all about the community. And this is what we're going to be putting out there in the community. Trust me, you will definitely hear about Spring Hill Apartments. What you think about that, Donna?
Well, you're giving me all the accolades, but you know what? I have to pass it on to the Lord, because if it wasn't for him and him giving me this idea, I mean, it all came from him. Like I said, I just planted the seed and just made it happen.
Well, your vision, your dream has came to pass. And this is what it's all about. Donna, we got so... Don't go nowhere, Donna. Stay right here on the phone line. We got so many people calling into the program. We're going to go live right now to another powerful brother who's doing some big things over there in Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the show, man.
What's going on? What's going on? How are you?
Man, I am blessed. How about you, man?
I'm doing well. I was, you know, listening to the show, and I just wanted to add that that's what the church is supposed to be doing. If you know how the church was first formed, the Bible says that the apostles went out and they preached the gospel. But the people mm-hmm. came and bought everything that they had need and gave it to the apostles, and they were able to distribute it to the people. And then it says that there was joy, and God mm-hmm. was able to add to the church daily. So that is supposed
right.
to be the mission of how the church is supposed to be operating anyway. So
what is being done is
actually what the church is supposed to be doing. We supposed to come together and bring, because we can't be selfish what God
right.
gives us. And we
right.
are selfish people. That's why there are people in lack, because there are people that do have, should
mm-hmm.
give. But, you know, people are always worried about them and theirs, and so
right.
they aren't concerned about other people. But that's the way the Bible's, the church is supposed to be doing in the first
place. Let me ask you this, though, but what you think about this? We came up with something new. And we believe that if the churches and apartment complex in the community will come together and work together, I think that there will be something huge, because it'll keep so many people from having to go to the church all the time. If we can start a food pantry in our own community, local community, right in the apartment complex, I believe that will kind of help with some of the hunger problems, because all they got to do is go right there in their community.
Well, that's what the church is. A lot of people think it's just the edifice, but we are
mm-hmm.
the church. If we come together and do what we're supposed to do, it's everything should be right there in need. You don't even need to go to an actual church building or a community center. It
mm-hmm.
should be right there amongst the people.
I like that. What you think about that, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
He is 110% correct. You know, it's time for us as Christians, as so-called Christians, to stop playing church and just be the church.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying, brother, I like what you're saying, too. So what you're saying is what we have to do as a community is partnership. I like that. Partnership with the churches to be able to help bring food into the community.
Absolutely. Partnership is what who God is. We are all, the Bible says that we are fitly joined together, and everybody's not the same. So all of us coming together, doing our part, there should be no lack anywhere. We are king's kids. We are already rich. So we shouldn't even have no lack among us. We should be more powerful than the government.
Okay.
I like that. Brother, man, this brother is speaking some truth tonight. For those who tune in to us, we are live on the hottest new community program right here. Now, brother, you're doing a lot of stuff in Dallas, man. I've been hearing about you all on Facebook. Let's talk about some of the projects you're working, because you've been in and out of town a lot, and you got a lot going on. Go ahead, let's talk about it real quick.
Yeah, the issue is that I was sent here by God maybe 2 years ago, and I was trying to find out why God put me to Dallas, Texas, and I did a little bit of surveying the land. What I found out that Texas has the fourth number in the U.S. with the most people living with AIDS. And so in the Dallas County has the highest prevalent rate, which means the new infection rate is concentrated around Dallas County. So they're the number one place where the infection is happening right now. Then I've come to find out that the 50 and up age group are the highest number of the people that are contracting the disease. And right behind them are the 13 to 24-year-olds that are contracting the disease, which accounted for 25% of the new infection rate. Not just that, but the STD, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. The young ladies that are African-American women from the ages of 15 and 24 are leading in chlamydia and gonorrhea. So we have an issue that are going on with our people, but I believe the issue is that it should start at home. As even as you're saying, as people coming together, parents should be training up children the way they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart from it. But I believe that there has been, HIV and AIDS, I tell people, is the end result. We need to start doing the things that are touching the areas that are causing these people to make those decisions. And so I know that when myself, in my own personal walk, why HIV is so important to me is I contracted HIV 16 years ago. I was 19 years old. And I contracted through oral sex. And so I'm a person that likes to tell the truth what's going on with HIV. I don't just come and give the numbers. I'm telling something so that people would learn who they are. The issue is at 19, I didn't know my purpose. I didn't know my destiny. I didn't know who I was. So I didn't have an identity. I was looking for love, you know, in all the wrong places, and I was trying to fit in here and there, thinking that these were my identities, and they weren't. But until I got to meet the true authority, which is Jesus Christ in my life, and as he begins to open my eyes to see where I'm supposed to go and what I'm supposed to do, now this has become a part of my journey. And so I don't want to see the next generation continuing to contract HIV. I have lost at least 15 people that I've known to the virus since 2000, and majority of them died before they were even 30 years old. So it is happening right now amongst our young people, and I'm concerned about that. Again, the church, some of the church has been silent on these things that are going on amongst our young people. So I just want to be able to do things that address the community. See, I'm the church. I don't wait for the church to do anything. I started a foundation back in 2007 called the Grapevine HIV AIDS Foundation. And what I do is educate the youth, the parents, pastors, and community members concerning HIV AIDS through social media and community involvement. So what I do is take those numbers and things that I tell you and make it practical in the community to really wake them up to truth to what's going on.
Wow, that is amazing right there, man, what you guys are doing, man. I think this is a wake-up call for our community to really get it together. Donna, I know you got something you want to say about that.
No, the only thing I want to say is, really, I mean, it's time for us to pull together. It is. Because, I mean, tomorrow, number one, tomorrow is not a promise to anybody, you know.
Absolutely.
We could be here today and gone tomorrow. And what have we left behind? What kind of legacy are we leaving behind? We have to think about that, you know. We have to give our young ones that are coming up behind us something to strive for. We have to set that bar up high to achieve, you know. And again, it's time out for them to be looking at all of this other stuff, you know, worldly stuff that goes on. be our children's own example.
Right. And you know what, man, it's funny that you was mentioning that, because me and Donna was, I was actually telling Donna today, now I'm not, I'm telling her this yesterday, that that's something that I'm going to be working on over here in our community. We know that the, that 97.9 The Beat in the Fort Worth, Dallas area, they do the HIV, Hip Hop for HIV every year. And we would like for them to come over in our apartment complex. I mean, don't talk to my boss about it, and test our young people, and any, not only just young people, but anybody out there will be able to come over here and get tested for that, and win free tickets to a concert of their choice. So that's something that we definitely want to work on here in our community in Spring Hill Apartments.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the plans? Because you also do a lot of stuff with the youth in the community. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Every year, well, I started it when I was in Atlanta 8 years ago, but I started a Christian Youth AIDS Walk addressing young people. I know a lot of people do AIDS walks and things like that, but there's nothing ever geared to young people itself. What I do is allow the young people to lead the march, and I allow them to use the gift. So as well as bringing, you know, gospel artists in and some of the other artists, what you call secular, what I do is have them strip their celebrity status. And when you come to my event, it's the lights, camera, action go off, because they need to see some real stuff. They need to see real people. And so since HIV and AIDS, those words have such stigma on them, because of the people trusting me, I have them come out and actually allow them to see people who are infected with HIV. And I don't think a lot of, I think that people need a reality check, and they need to see someone who's real, not just someone who's talking about it, but actually seeing young people and people who are infected that can tell them the truth. And I think that that holds a little bit more weight. But I allow the young people, because what I want them to do is to do positive things instead of becoming HIV positive. So I kind of make them more proactive in the events that I do, and allow them to use the gift that God has given them.
Wow. Donna, I don't know what to say, Donna. This is just amazing.
I'm speechless too, but you know, like I said, God is just moving. And he's doing great and mighty things in these last days. And I'm
yes, he is.
I'm just happy.
Wow. Wow. I tell you what, man, I'm speechless. Now, the you guys got the, is the HIV AIDS walk coming up this month?
We have a fundraiser that's actually going to be this Friday night and Saturday night, both 7 o'clock. And it's going to be at Get Money Records Event Hall at 708 East Walnut Street. And that's in Garland, Texas, 75040. Again, it's at Get Money Records Event Hall, 708 East Walnut Street, Garland, Texas, 75040. And, you know, the donations are going to be $15 per person. And all of that money is going to creating the platform, which we're going to do a walk first, but then we're going to hold like an awareness concert and allow the young people to use their gifts. And I want to give them the platform and people the platform to use their gifts to do something positive for the community. And we're scheduling it to happen at the Urban Convention Center.
Wow, y'all heard it first right here. For more information about that, also, you're looking for a DJ. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yes, is anybody out there that knows a DJ that is willing to help us? The building was donated to us, but they left the planning up to us. And so yesterday I found out that they have a the speakers and they have the receiver. So we're looking for someone that has mixers and maybe some mics. But we're definitely looking for some DJs to please donate their time if they can and might be able to help with some gas. It's only 4 hours both nights. But we have some artists and different people coming from out of town. We have people like Nita B, D-Ray Elder. We have Jeremy Passon, who is coming from all the way from New Orleans, who has a song, the Violence Movement. We have King Trill going to be coming on in from Dallas. We have Don Tech. Some of these people, we have Anastasia the Bold Bolden, who's going to be hosting the event. So we're inviting the people of Dallas to come out, because what you're doing is helping to save a life from dying early and to prolong their life by getting the truth out to them. So that's what we're raising the awareness for, to make sure that our next generation is around. Because if they die out from disease, who's going to take care of us when we get older? Who's
going
to help who's going to help pay into taxes? Who's going to help businesses? You need people to support your businesses. But if everybody's dying from sickness and disease, then who's going to be able to do that, to keep it going, if we have a wiped out generation? So I'm doing my part. And definitely this year's theme is not on our watch. We already know the statistics. We already see what's going on. But now I'm just getting some proactive people to say, not on our watch. No longer will we continue to allow HIV and AIDS and STDs to affect us, especially black people. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
I like that. I like that. Donna, this has been a really, really good conversation. I tell you what, man, we're going to go to a gospel song. If you want to stay on the line, we got Tia Mo from California coming up, who doing, and this is what it's all about, y'all. It's all about the community. Tia Mo is challenging brothers from all across the country to come together. He's challenging ministers to come together for a cause of fighting and making sure that all the gang members go to church. He's asking all the ministers to take the gang members to church. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up right after this song right here. You tune in to the all-new Community Talk, where we are trying to make a difference in the community. Don't y'all go nowhere. We'll be right back, y'all. Well, I want y'all to stay online.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our day.
Yeah.
We will praise you for the rest of our day.
We lift our hands.
right, child. We will praise you for the rest of our life. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us. We are your number one brand new gospel radio community talk radio show. We got Donna live with us by phone line. Donna, you still with us live, Miss Donna? Yes, well, we got Miss Emma, the founder and director of the Angel Christ Praise Team, standing by live with us. We also got Chill Mo live with us. Man, we've been talking to a lot of community people that's got a lot of stuff going on. Let's go live to Los Angeles, California, before we go to Miss Emma and talk to Chill Mo out there in the California area. What's going down, man?
How you doing, my brother Donnie, the legendary Donnie B, known internationally, he's not national, nationwide, he's international. How you doing, brother?
Thank you so much. I want you to say hi to Miss Emma, the founding director of the Angel Christ Praise Team. She's live on the phone line with us, and also Donna's live on the phone. We also have the minister from Dallas. I keep forgetting your, forgetting your name from Dallas.
Minister Richardson, Kendall Richardson.
Okay, we got Minister Richardson with us live right now. Now, Chimo, you got a big event coming up, and you're asking all the churches and ministers. Let's talk about what's going on.
First of all, I want to thank you for letting me come on, and I want to get with the brothers from Dallas and everybody. I want everybody to give me a call so we can join forces around this country and around the world, and I can put you on my radio shows also. But I've been leading an international Stop the Violence campaign, Donnie B, for the last 15 months. I've been on well over 300 interviews on radio shows, over 200 million listeners, talking about two things: stop the violence and fight for your rights. Both inspired by one of the greatest Americans this country's ever produced, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who stood for nonviolence but died for people's rights. And as we've been, I put out a CD called In Love with Love. In Love with Love, which is about healing hearts, healing souls, healing relationships, and healing all of humanity. The first three releases was Fight for Your Rights, Stop the Violence, and Baby Come Back Home. Fight for Your Rights is a dedication to Dr. King. And so as we moved across the country, in January of 2012, I was in Selma, and the program director down there was going to play Fight for Your Rights as a dedication to Dr. King, but he said, one block away from the radio station, there's a funeral home. And over the weekend, 17 young men were waiting to be buried in one weekend. He said, you got this song, Stop the Violence. I think you should start a movement. So as we moved across the country, every city I went to, I asked about the ministers in the city, because the ministers has always been the backbone of our community and of the world. And so as we built this spiritual network, I went to Mississippi and Alabama. I went to Texas. I went across the South. And I ran into a great minister named Jacob Davis in Mobile. He's the president of the People's United. And I asked him, is it true that ministers believe in the Ten Commandments and thou shalt not kill? He said, sure we do. I said, well, I should have no problem getting ministers of all ages, races, genders, and religions to support Stop the Violence, because it goes hand in hand. So on September the 9th of last year, 2 days before 9/11, we had ministers preach Stop the Violence when the world was thinking about the Twin Towers being brought down. Ministers preach Stop the Violence. Then I got with Bishop Asen Phillips out of Denver, who marched with Dr. King in the 60s. And 2 days before the presidential election, ministers around the country preach Stop the Violence and Fight for Your Rights. Now, for everybody that's listed, I want you to go to YouTube, put in Chili Most, C-H-I-L-I-M-O-S-T, Fight for Your Rights, and see the video and put it on your Facebook pages. But we had ministers preach Stop the Violence and Fight for Your Rights 2 days before the election. Fight for Your Rights was used as a theme song for the election, because one of the best ways to fight for your rights is to vote. So after that, in January, on January 13th of this year, we had ministers in 57 countries. In 57 countries, Donnie B, preached Stop the Violence as we remembered and celebrated Dr. King's birthday. And now, Bishop Phillips, who marched with Dr. King, said in the 1960s, God, through Dr. King, brought nonviolence to the forefront of the consciences of the people of the world. And today, God, through Chili Most, brings the answer, which is in love with love, because God is love. And so on April the 7th, ministers all around the world, Donnie B, I'm looking for 10 million ministers to stand with one accord and preach the sermon, Stop the Violence.
Stop the Violence.
We will get the answer. In love with love.
In love with love.
Stop it.
In love with love.
It's going to be a great deliverance,
a great breakthrough, and a great healing for victims of crime and violence. And for ministers out there all over the country that's listening tonight, I want you to invite gangs, members of gangs, to your church on that day on April the 7th. I'm in Los Angeles, Donnie B. There's over 300 gangs, if you can imagine it, in this city alone. And I asked some of the young brothers, why do you join gangs? They say, Chillin' Most, we're just looking for a family that we did not have at home. And so on April the 7th, we want the gang members to join a new gang, and that's God's gang. And so for those out there that's listed before, as I close out on this segment of talking, you can reach Chillin' Most at chillinmostmusic.com. That's chillinmostmusic.com. imnews.com with the great Paula Moffitt. Or you can reach out to me, and I want the ministers online and Donna and the other young lady to get my number and call me at 323-983-1135. That's 323-983-1135. I'm going to give it to you again, 323-983-1135. I'm going to bring you on my radio show. I have a Chillin' Most great show. It's on WVFG. That's WVFG 107.5 in Uniontown, Alabama, right outside of Selma. I also have a Chillin' Most Stop the Violence in Love with Love sermon series. So when the ministers preach the sermon, they'll send their CDs down, and it will be on the Chillin' Most In Love with Love Stop the Violence sermon series. And on globallinkzradio.com, it will go out to 70 countries. So when the ministers send their CDs down to the radio station, we'll send it to another station, and you will be heard in 70 countries. What do you think about that, Donnie B?
Man, I think that's wonderful, man. I think it's really wonderful. People need to understand what's going on, especially what you're doing. Y'all want to know what's going on in the community. Y'all want to know who is doing what. These young brothers and sisters are a prime example on what is going on in our community. In our community, you got Miss Donna who came up with the idea for the can drive. You got this brother from Dallas, Texas, Richardson from Dallas, Texas, who's doing a lot of stuff with the HIV/AIDS thing in the community. You got Miss Emily, who's doing a lot with the kids in Fort Worth, Texas, with the Angel Christ Praise Team, going out there in the community, making a difference. Miss Emma, we got you live on the phone line. Welcome to the show. Welcome to America. This is what it's all about, doing stuff in our community. Miss Emma, welcome to the show, Miss Emma.
Thank you, Donnie B.
What you think about this?
I think it's excellent. It's past excellent. It almost makes you speechless. People do need to know what's going on. And this young man, I think he is doing something great. Stop the violence. And he is right. A lot of gang members do say that the reason that they're in gangs is because they are looking for a family that they don't have at home. It's a sad situation, but there is something that can be done about it. And I think this young man, what he started, what he founded, I think it is excellent.
Wow. Amen. That's what it's all about. You got Minister Richardson. What are your thoughts real quick?
Yes, I was trying to get his information because one of the young men is coming from New Orleans, and he has a stomp of violence. He's got a whole movement in it to talking to young kids and that inspire them to want to do dance and singing, and he's totally turned New Orleans around with that movement, and he's, you know, trying to get out to different people. So God is really blessed to connecting me with people. And we have another young lady that's doing some excellent things. She's got her own production company. She's got her own television show, her own record label. She's 20 years old, and she's doing a movement out of Chicago. So I definitely got two people, young people, that I would like to hook him up with and see what they can actually do. Her name is Ebony Archer out of Chicago, and Jeremy Tassin, they call him Lucky Luke, from New Orleans. And they are doing major things to try to get the young people on television and using their gifts and talents to do something different give them the option of having something different. So they're trying to do their part. So definitely I would like to hook him up with those two people that might be able to fuel and aid him over there in California.
Wow. Tim, what you think about that, man?
Well, that's a beautiful thing. It's all about community. We're all connected. And so I'm going to give the brother my number again. I hope you get it. It's Chilimost, Chilimost. My number is 323-983-1135. So that's 323-983-1135. And I hope you got that, and I want to bring them on my show. See, Donnie B, let me just say this. We must change the mindset. You know, people are talking about the gun control laws that they try to put in place with these assault weapons. Of course, any normal human being is against assault weapons. We don't need those big guns on the street. But we have 315 million, now listen, 315 million registered guns. These are registered guns in this country. And we have millions and millions of unregistered guns in this country. And so if we don't change this mindset, all the laws you can put in place will just be ink on a piece of paper. We must change this mindset of the brothers at the barbershop. We must change the mindset of the sisters at the beauty salons. We must change the mindset of the people in the homeless shelters, of the brothers in the pool halls, brothers who go to the liquor stores. We must change the mindset of the brothers who eat at the barbecue places and the restaurants. We must change this mindset, Donnie B., of the pimps and the prostitutes on the streets. So when that prostitute sees this flyer and understands that there's a movement, Stop the Violence and End Love with Love, with ministers, over 10 million ministers worldwide preaching Stop the Violence and End Love with Love, she can repent, because when she was a child, she didn't dream about being a prostitute. She wanted to be a lawyer or a doctor or a nurse or something. We must change this mindset of the gangbangers, our Caucasian brothers, our Latino brothers, our Asian brothers, our Christians, our Muslims, our alcoholics, our crackheads, of the city officials. We must change the mindset of the police department so we can have a better relationship with the police and the community. We must change the mindset of the mayors. We must change the mindset of the governors, of the Congress, of the House of Representatives, of the president. Chili Moses, not me in Los Angeles. Chili Moses, Donnie B. in Dallas. Chili Moses, that brother that's walking with AIDS. Chili Moses, Sister Donna. Chili Moses, the people. Chili Moses, it's Bishop Noel Jones. Chili Moses, Bishop Charles Blake. Chili Moses, it's the great Paula Moffat. Chili Moses, the people. So reach out to me at 323-983-1135.
And, Tim, I definitely want to thank you for Tim calls into the program all the time, so I can already tell you that this one would not be his last time calling. And Tim, you gotta, whenever you come to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man, you definitely got to look us up here in the Fort Worth area, because you got two wonderful sisters in Fort Worth that's doing a lot in the community, from Miss Donna, who was the ideal for the food drive for Spring Hill Apartment Complex, Miss Emma, the founding director of Angel Christ, who's working with the diabetic program to help, you know, educate our people, especially our African-American community, on what it takes to educate yourself to keep you from getting these different type of, you know, disease out there. Miss Emma, go ahead on and tell us a little bit about what you got going on, Miss Emma.
Well, I am a community health worker through the state of Texas, and I have been working. I was working with a diabetes program called DEEP, Diabetic Empowerment Education Program. It's a grant funded program through JPS, John Peter Smith. Everything that we do is free to the community. We have Zumba classes. We have nutrition classes. We have different kind of exercise classes with personal trainers and different things like that. We even go into the home and we teach the diabetic program. What we're trying to do, it used to be thousands of people with diabetes. Now it is millions of people with diabetes. So not only are we with the people that have diabetes, but we're coordinating with prevention also. with youth, to keep these youth from having diabetes, to keep their parents from having diabetes. So this is what the DEEP program is all about. Toya Norton is the coordinator of the DEEP program, and I am her assistant in the office. I go out into the communities. I go out into the schools. And like I said before, I go out into the homes because diabetes is a silent killer, and it is a disease. No, there is no cure for diabetes, but it can be controlled by exercising and eating correctly and taking your medicine if you are a diabetic and different things like that. So that's what I do. I teach the diabetic program called DEEP.
Now, Ms. Emma, this program that you teach, it's not just for people that are diabetic.
If this program is for the community, we just like I said before, we teach prevention. Prevention means that we're teaching classes also to keep you from having diabetes.
Okay.
And so, you know, you're teaching you how to eat. We're teaching you what to eat because diabetes can cause a lot of serious problems in the body, you know, like high blood pressure. People are losing their limbs, blindness. And different things like that. Lower your salt intake, sodium, and different things like that. And exercise is very, very important. 30 minutes, you know, 30 minutes a day, three times a week, different things like that. Even if you hear people saying, "Well, I'm in a wheelchair, I can't exercise." Even if you just raising your arms and raising up your legs or whatever, you know, any kind of form of exercise will burn that sugar. So this is what we're teaching people, and we're teaching the children prevention. You'd be surprised all of the millions of kids that already have diabetes in our elementary schools.
Wow.
Children that have diabetes.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
I would like to get you and Minister Richardson hooked up. Maybe, I'm thinking that maybe you and him can get hooked up and do something over there in that Dallas, Texas area. What you think about that, Minister Richardson?
I love that. I need to get in contact with him. I would love that. And you know, just like the young man said earlier, we are one, and he is correct. We are one, and we need to come together and start acting like we are one. Because the song says, when we all get to heaven, what a wonderful time it will be. It didn't
say right.
when I get to heaven or when he gets. It said when we all get to heaven.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I agree with you on that. Donna, you're so quiet back there. What's going on with you, Miss Donna?
Woo, you just don't know. You know, to piggyback off of what Julie Mo said and Sister Emma said earlier about these people, the gang members who are wanting love and wanting to find a family who loves them. You know, I was talking to a customer today at my job, and that's everything that we were talking about, how, well, if they really, really knew who they were and they really, really understood depth and magnitude of God's love towards them, it's what we wouldn't really need to be doing what we're doing, because this world would be in a much better state than it is right now. We wouldn't be all of this hatred and all of this banging and just because we're looking for somebody to love us. There's a lot of people out there who are suffering from what I would call an identity crisis. They don't know who they are. But we have to tell them who they are. So it would, and when we do that, we would be able to change the mindset of these people, young and old alike. You know,
but don't you think
that you
make a good point, but also you also have to think about this, that we can't teach our kids if we haven't been taught. It starts at home with us as individual person first. It starts with me first. I can't go and teach my son nothing if I don't know nothing.
Absolutely.
So that's something that we have to think about too. Don't you agree with me on that, Miss Emma?
I agree.
And I think that's what's going on with our society today. Minister Richardson, what you want to add to that?
I'm just grateful to everything that God is getting ready to do. And how we're going to come together and work together. I just am a person that likes to see action. We can talk, but doing is another thing. And so I'm excited about this show, definitely connecting the community. I'm excited about what everybody's doing. I'm that type of person. I'm not selfish. I'm not envious or jealous of anyone. God has created us all to do something. We are all something. And so I just want to see the fullness of what God has called somebody to do. Like I said, everybody has different callings, but I would love to see the full manifestation of everybody that's on this line, that they receive everything that God has for them to do. And anything that I can help do to help that, I will be willing to. A lot of people don't know. I also have a radio show, too, called Sound Doctrine with Kendall Richardson. And so I just, my show teaches and gives instruction for healthy living through the Word of God and testimonial. So my job is really to bring truth to the airways. The Bible says in these last days, people are going to be falling away from the faith. Why? Because of seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And so, there's a lot of people teaching a lot of things and bamboozling and tricking people and because people don't know the word for themselves. And I try to get people all the time to know the word for yourself. You can't just take the words off of other people. You have to know it for yourself. You have to have a relationship with yourself. And so that's what my show does. And what I do is invite other people that are in the kingdom that are doing something. And we together talk about, their ministry, their personal testimonies, their faith, and how God is working in their life and how people can really support what they're doing. So definitely, what they call killing two birds with one stone, hitting them with the bird, but also making it practical in what we are ordinary people. Even though the titles and all of these things come, we're people. And so we got to be able to start relating to people. I feel that there's a disconnect somewhere where people get titles. And so they go after the title, but they don't have a heart for the people. That's all I'm seeing. People are fighting for position, but they don't have the heart for the people. And
there
I think that that's the biggest issue.
There you go. You know what? I totally agree with him. And the reason that I say that, Donna, is because I've been myself, to doctor physicians, going to the doctor and different things like that. And they have these big titles. I'm a surgeon, I'm this, I'm that. Have no earthly idea how to deal with an individual.
So, no, you're right.
So I agree with him on that. Yeah, you may know the medical terms. You may know how to perform this surgery. You may know this and this and that and this, but you have no idea how to deal with that person. I agree with him. And we have gotten so wrapped up in titles until he's right. We have gotten away from the person.
Man, you talk about that all the time, though, with him.
Yeah.
And he just confirmed it.
I agree with him totally.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I tell you what, before we let y'all go, I want you all to give out your phone number and y'all go get a pen and paper. Y'all kind of just give each other a number live on the radio. Maybe some people listening that may want your number.
Okay. My number, my name is Ms. Sharp, founding director of Angels of Christ. My number is 817-732-3729. And my cell number is 682-557-3376.
All right. What about you, Minister Richardson?
You can also go to my website. I have a website. It's www.onthefrontline.net. Again, it's www.onthefrontline.net. I can be reached at 469-647-5686. Again, it's 469-647-5686. And my cell number is 214-881-1113. 214-881-1113.
All right, Chill Mo, one more time, Mr. Chill Mo.
All right, you can go to my website, chillymosmusic.com, or you can reach me at 323-983-1135. That's 323-983-1135. I just want to say this. If you go to Genesis 4, verse 9, when he says, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Man, you give out your number so much, man, that everybody on here don't memorize your number.
Hey, I love y'all. And I just want to say this. Give me a call. This is Chili Bones at 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. Everybody give me a call.
Yeah, it is. Donna, you want to give out your number real quick?
Oh, yes. My number is area code 817-323-6633. This is my cell phone number. If anybody out there is wanting to donate whatever they possibly can, whether it's food, clothing, toys, books. We're trying to get a library going as well. So just give me a call and we'll set up something. We'll make it happen. We'll just make it happen.
Well, guess what? I forgot to tell you, Miss Emma, Miss Emma, the Angel Christ will be donating some stuff for this food bank.
Well,
tell
thank
Miss Emma.
You, Miss Emma.
Yes, we will be donating things to the food bank, and I will also be out there the first Tuesday in April teaching 8 weeks diabetic class. So if anyone, you know, wants to come out and join us out there at the apartment Spring Hill, they can come out, and I will be out there for 8 weeks teaching a diabetic class. Every class will have a different module. That means every class on Tuesday evening from, 6:30 to 7:30. We'll start out with module one, and then that next Tuesday it'll be a different subject. So, we're going to talk about everything that's related to diabetes, but you are being taught something different. So, for 8 weeks. So, if you want
Donna,
to come out.
Miss Donna going to have her work cut out for her. Miss Donna, you're going to have your work cut out for you.
Mm-hmm.
From the diabetes classes to the Bible study.
That's right. We're going right over to the Bible study after the diabetes class.
All right, then. In closing remark, and we're going to take a once we get through with this, we'll be talking to Skip Flanagan, who got the book out. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got to check him out coming up right after this gospel song. Mr. Richardson, you got anything else you want to say? Before we let you go?
I just want to let you know, I have this one saying that I always say, that I love to say, and it's my favorite scripture. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But those coming to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Never give up on God. Never give up on yourself. never, ever. Love you all, and have a wonderful evening.
You do the same, too. Well, I like that. I like that. I tell you what, y'all, we're going to take a quick station break. And, Ms. Emma, don't go nowhere because I'm going to talk to you out there. I'm going to talk to you out there.
Okay.
We're going to, so we'll be right back with Mo. You tune in to the All New Community Talk. Community Talk, where we're making a difference in the community. We're not just talking about it. We're doing something about it. Am I right about that, Ms. Emma?
That's it.
We're doing something about it. And we'll be right back with Mo right here.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
And you won't believe it. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed, it's DJ JFK. We're about to do this one time for all my saints and my people of God. So listen up real close. Check me out, www.stayhosting.com. Let's go! Come on, y'all! Let's work!
Game on!
Holy Ghost party.
About was who's the DJ?
JFK.
Yeah.
I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
And you won't believe it. Stay at bay.
Oh, you better put some hands together and have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Yeah.
And you won't believe it.
No weapon torn against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror.
And all they asked about was who's the DJ?
Stay at bay.
We're not just hosting, we stay hosting.
And all they asked about was, who's the DJ?
JFK.
All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
And you won't believe it.
Oh, yeah. What you gonna do with it though? That's what I wanna know. I'm just gonna sit down. I wanna sit down. I'm gonna feel it right now. We feel good on the stand. That's the joy.
Man, we're definitely doing it big on the hottest new gospel radio show, Community. That's what it's all about. It's all about the community. We're live in the hottest new gospel mix right now. It's definitely going down on the hottest show across the country. Let's get back into this mix.
difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on. Let me encourage you.